Welcome to Westerns and Wagons, y'all! Yeehaw!
Howdy, Wagoneers. Matthew here with some exciting news. We recently hit 300 followers on Twitter and we wanted to celebrate, so we're hosting a giveaway. Here are the details.
So, if you go on the Twitter handle, what's that Twitter handle?
It is at Metaphorical P.
At Metaphorical P, and tweet your favorite Western tropes along with...
Hashtag reach for the die.
Yeah. Tweet that at Metaphorical P, and you'll be entered for a random drawing for a Blu-ray copy of The Magnificent Seven, the 50th anniversary edition.
Yeah. Oh, and maybe if you have a favorite trope that hasn't shown up in the game yet, maybe you'll see that show up in the future.
Oh yeah, if you have a trope that has not been in the game, if you tweet that, I will probably give you a shout out if it's a trope that I want to use. So, and if it's not a trope I want to use, I might give you a shout out and, just still thank you for engaging.
So there you have it. Tweeted us, Metaphorical P, with your favorite cowboy or Western trope along with the hashtag reach for the die, and one lucky winner will receive a Blu-ray copy of the original Magnificent Seven, and everyone who enters might get a chance to hear their favorite trope spring up in the game. Now, on with the show.
That's D&D.
Yep.
Last time on Westerns and Wagons.
That's better. Yeah.
When we left our adventurers, a prince had a scar on the back of his skull.
Yeah, he's bald. Is that scar like super visible now?
Could
we tell when he stormed off to his?
It's not visible from a distance, but up close you can see it.
I wonder, maybe he doesn't realize it. He's just going to be like...
Oh, no, he has no idea it's there.
Yeah.
So. He knows that he's been shot and killed.
He didn't until y'all spoiled it for him.
That's true.
I wanted him to know. I got a quick question.
Yeah.
You referred to us as adventurers. Are we technically a posse?
That's what I've been referring to us as.
I don't
as
see why you wouldn't be a posse.
All right, well, then call us that.
A party posse?
No, just what? A posse. That's because a party posse is redundant unless party is like an adjective, and we are definitely not the adjective party.
They're riding around with like paper hats and sheet cake and lemonade.
Sequog's the party.
That's true.
Party don't stop. Sequog party don't stop.
Sequog invented that. That phrase did not exist before Jesus. So everyone, I believe, went to sleep.
On a different car from Deputy.
On a different car from Deputy.
Well, since it's only a little afternoon, I think Deputy's going to stay awake.
That's also a fair point.
I was questioning that, but I was like, oh, y'all have had an exhausting time. Maybe you just want to take a nap.
I think we managed to have a nap. Yeah, that would make sense. But yeah, we managed to have lunch, and then everything went to hell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just another day in the Old West for us.
Lakoa, did you want to go to sleep, or did you want to take a nap?
She'll probably just... She's going to sleep. This has been exhausting.
she's done with the day. Sequog, what are you doing? Good talk, Sequog.
Well, what does Sequog always do?
Well, that's fair. Josiah, what are you doing?
Looks like I have another post-train robin sarsaparilla.
That's an interesting way of wording that.
Thank you.
Deputy.
Well, Deputy lost his last Dillo dog to some thieving bird. Mm-hmm. So he's going to go with Josiah, and he's going to get himself one more Deputy dog and try to ignore the corpses in the dining cart.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure
they threw him out.
Oh, they threw him off the train?
They threw him off the train, yeah.
How very Western. Okay. Yep.
Well.
Nice.
Yeah. Big Paul?
Yes.
That was his name.
Big Paul. Okay.
Big Paul grew up with dogs? Went to prom with a dog?
Yeah. He invented prom.
Yeah, he invented prom so he could go to it with his dog.
Didn't ask any more questions about that.
Big Paul is in the dining car serving you sarsaparillas, and Cookie has made a fancy Dillo dog.
Do I immediately fall in love with it?
The double Dillo dog?
No.
Oh my god.
The gourmet dillo dog.
You know what? Roll me a D30 check.
Okay. What am I aaming for here?
With the brand
just
new
roll
D30.
It.
Okay. I'll let you know the outcome. A six.
A six.
Lame.
Right.
You are unable to resist the temptation of having another one.
Here,
cost be damned.
Can I also roll my D30 for Dillo Dog?
Yes.
I let Sequog have some of the Dillo Dog. I'm like, this is amazing. Sequog, I don't like you very much, but I think that we should, maybe you deserve a little bit of this for helping the prince.
Right. And she kind of looks skeptical and she's going to roll a D30 mentally. Very exciting. A 22.
A 22. You can resist the temptation if you so choose. But Deputy is unable to resist the temptation.
I mean,
the smell. The warmth.
You should be like, it's nothing special, and just make him mad at you all over again.
she'll like have a bite and just be like,
So that's a resist the temptation. It is delicious. You have never had a better Dillo Dog in your life.
I don't know if she's ever had a Dillo Dog.
I repeat, you have never had a better Dillo Dog in your life.
Fair enough. Yeah, that is pretty good.
Yes, it is. Cookie, can I have another one?
Cookie says, the first one's on the house, but I can't just keep giving them away.
Oh, that's understandable. How much for another one?
Another one, that's going to be at least one gold.
I can do that. And I'll give him like two or three gold.
I was really hoping that he was like so entranced by it that he would forget the value of money.
that's kind of what I was going for.
And give him a platinum for another one.
I almost made him do a platinum, but I was like, still a gold for a hot dog is...
Yeah.
Yeah. So he takes your, you said three gold?
Yep.
I like the idea of maybe a gold is like $20.
Jesus, Deputy.
$20 dog.
So Deputy's going to eat his Dillo Dogs, wagging his little tail and being a happy little dinosaur man.
He does, he says, for the extra gold. Wait. And he... takes what looks like some kind of mushroom and just kind of shaves it off onto there.
That's the secret.
And then he puts some special kind of sauce on it, too.
Deputy excitedly, yum, 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 yum.
But it looks like Thousand Island dressing.
No, it looks more like some kind of... thick, syrupy thing. I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it without.
What color is it?
Like a nice dark brown.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I know.
Yeah.
It's teriyaki.
It's very clearly. Deputy doesn't know this, but Matt would understand.
It's barbecue sauce.
It's very clearly some kind of smoky sauce that has been cooked with the alcohol.
Okay. So it's like bourbon.
Yeah, it's more like a bourbon.
Okay. Well, anyway, yes, Deputy gives it the no of approval.
I want Sequoia at somehow to just be drinking the sauce. The moment you said alcohol, I'm like, well, this has got to happen.
At some point during our adventure, Deputy is going to be reluctant to do something and that we need him to do, and we'll look at him and we'll say, would you do it for a deputy dog?
Oh, my God. Oh.
If he put like some sort of special touch, or if it just got like he was the one that liked him the most, I guess they could be called deputy dogs.
Yeah.
I keep buying them like every day. Well, I couldn't just call them Dillo Dogs, so I guess I'm gonna name them the next best thing.
Deputy Dog.
Deputy Dogs.
I like your cookie impression.
So, Big Paul hands you another sarsaparilla and thanks you. Thanks you for taken care of the train robbers as you did.
Well, handily. Well, we ain't the only ones that jumped in, but our pleasure, I reckon.
Big Paul tells you that a lot of the adventurers, a lot of the passengers aren't big-time adventurers like y'all. Don't even carry guns, except maybe little derringers.
Yeah, only guns I carry are these. She goes, will flex and take a drink.
That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, you should.
Sometimes I think that maybe I understand dogs better than people. And then he just stares off into the distance.
All right.
Whereabouts y'all headed on this adventure of yours?
Well, ultimately, we're headed to the forge.
Oh, that's a weird place, that place.
Is it? Tell me about it.
It's a bunch of machines out there just making other machines. Real weird. I don't really understand it. You know, back in my day, Pa, he was a metal worker. And, he would just be over an anvil hammering out metal. Forging it.
Uh-huh.
With the water sometimes.
Right.
But this ain't natural. There ain't no person hammering it. It's a machine hammering it.
Well,
it's a machine folding it. It's a machine quenching it, I want to say.
I reckon.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I? Yeah.
Well, I reckon people make people all the time. Don't see why robots can't make robots.
And he looks and he says, I don't know about robots or nothing, but I mean, it is, it's all, what's that word they use? Automated?
Automated. Close.
Bless you. No.
I want to be mad, but these deputy dogs.
Big
Big Paul tells you it's autonomated. Anemone.
Nope.
Anatomy.
Nope.
Antagonistic.
Nope.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Nope.
I think I heard it was automated.
No, that don't sound right.
All right. Well, whatever it is, it's where we're headed.
It's that thing where a person presses a button and then it does the thing.
Automated.
If you say so.
Not that, but something like that.
Well,
you can't just use that to fill the silence.
Says you.
Next stop is Cacophony?
Oh yeah, them little people's place.
I think they prefer gnomes.
Oh, I mean, I prefer to be called Paul, but everyone calls me Big Paul, so you know, size matters apparently.
Well, you introduced yourself as Big Paul.
Because everyone else does.
Well, I'll call you Paul if that's what you want to be called.
No, don't go putting on airs for me.
Well, if you're sure, Big Paul.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you know about that place?
The gnomes, they have their own little town that they... it's... what's that word? Sober? Real quiet and depressing.
Somber. Somber, yeah.
No, that's that big hat what they wear south of the border.
It's sombrero.
Ah! Somber. Yeah, this is Big Paul now.
that's the one.
Yeah, they did something a few years back. Something about the prince and his hands and
yep.
There's no music or
yep.
Something or
yep.
No auditory amusement.
Yep.
He knows.
Yep.
Deputy, you got the hiccups?
No. I just know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I reckon y'all had some private time with the prince and learned all about it earlier.
Ooh la la.
Not like that, Slither.
You thought it was Big Paul, but it was Slither.
You fools. yeah, he seems to know all about that.
Yeah, I reckon he does. Well, if that's all of it, and that sounds like that's about all of it, I think I am going to just relax for a bit.
All right, well, I'll be here on account of it's my job and not because I don't know how to get out from behind the counter.
I mean, I reckon you got out just fine when you were laying into those fellows earlier.
I've heard of that problem. I think it's shortened down to NPC.
He looks and he says, oh yeah, that was pretty fun. Been a while since I got to use my, what do you call them?
Guns.
No, that ain't right. Ham bones?
Ham bones? No. You mean your arms?
Yeah, that's it.
Been around too many dogs lately, I reckon.
We just helped me. All right, I'm going to go. I'll talk to you later.
I should go.
As you walk away, roll perception.
All of us?
All of us?
Or just Josiah?
Well, Josiah, are you looking for anything in particular, or do you just want to use your natural?
I mean, I wasn't looking for anything, no.
Okay, well then...
I have a 20.
You have... Oh, Josiah, what an unexpected turn of events. Sequoia, do you want to roll perception?
Sure, why the hell not? That's a 13.
Deputy?
Deputy Sheriff is always on the lookout for trouble. Unfortunately, he's terrible at spotting it.
That's why he has to look harder.
Yeah, a 7.
Nope, see, he's still terrible.
Oh. Deputy don't.
You notice what looks like someone with a cloak with a hood up over their head. You do notice what looks like a monocle over one eye, as is how a monocle should be. You do notice that it looks like the monocle is almost embedded in the person's face, as if it's a part of their face.
Are they human? Do they look human?
They look... Well, you can't tell from where you're looking. You're going to have to go closer and get a better look.
Okay.
Do you do that, or are you just...
Oh, I thought there was going to be more before I did that.
That's... Okay. I don't want to.
I mean, I guess I'll try and be unobtrusive about it. But yeah, if it's a kind of a suspicious-looking character, it's something we'd like to be aware of.
Okay. They're sitting down and facing mostly away from you. You can only see like a little bit of their hood. You're going to have to like actually... To go around and get the best look, you're going to have to go around and sit in front of them.
Okay, I'll do that.
Cool. As you go around and sit in front of them, you notice the person looks mostly human, although you do notice that some of their features do seem to be almost mechanical in nature.
Ooh.
It looks like part of their face is covered with metal.
Okay. That's interesting. Josiah takes off his hat and his... Howdy.
Hello.
You make it through all the excitement all right?
Why, yes, thank you for asking.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. You don't mind if I have a sit down right here, do you?
No, it's fine.
Oh. Well, thank you kindly.
You do notice the person looks a little bit old and wrinkly in the face, except for where the metal is. Of course, that looks more...
Youthful.
Well, smooth, at least. It looks like it's baby gold.
I hold out a hand and say, name's Josiah.
They look at you and say,
it's a pleasure to meet you, Josiah.
And they hold out a hand. The hand appears to be mostly human. Some of the fingers are missing. You do hear what sounds like... the grinding of gears as the hand moves to shake yours.
So by fingers missing, do you mean some of the fingers have been replaced by machinery?
Yes, sorry, I should have been. That's a very good question and clarification, Sarah. Yes, thank you.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and I'll shake his hand. He didn't tell me his name.
Oh, shit, sorry. he tells you that his name is Phineas.
Well, pleased to meet you, Phineas.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Josiah.
Now, where are you headed?
Oh, I'm headed to the forge. I have family living there.
Oh, well, that's actually where I'm headed as well.
Oh, what brings you to the forge?
Well, a number of things, actually. I suppose you could boil it down to we're looking for somebody. Me and my compatriots.
Looking for someone in the forge?
Well, wherever we can find them.
Do you not know who you're looking for?
There's a strange fella caused a bit of trouble back in my town, the Quiet. You may not have heard of it. We're hoping to find him and hopefully bring him to justice.
Well, that is a noble cause, to be sure. Hmm.
You know, speaking of the Quiet, have you heard of it?
No.
I was just hoping to see if I could find some news.
Nope.
well, thank you anyway.
He does tell you that
when we get to the forge, I can find some news for you if you'd like.
Well, I would certainly appreciate that. Is there anything I could do in exchange?
I'll sleep on it.
Well, you do that, friend, and I reckon I might do the same.
He looks at you and he says,
"You have very beautiful eyes."
Oh, goodness.
Well, thank you. You know, I've got another friend tells me that all the time as well.
It's deputy.
I'm supportive of my friends.
Yeah. Maybe Sequog is, I don't know.
Drinking.
Some sort of chicanery.
She's trying to get the last bit out of the bottle. She's tipped back so far she falls off the stool.
And then she just stays that way.
I was hoping she'd tumble and then go,
perhaps! Perhaps, yeah. Anyway, beautiful eyes.
Yes, you. Yeah. He says, take good care of them.
Oh. Well, I will certainly endeavor to do my best.
And he waves goodbye to you.
Does the metal person not have metal, human eyes?
He has one human eye. The other one is a monocle, which upon further examination, which Brett would have noticed but did not ask, and I didn't
describe it.
The other eye looks more like just a black dot under the monocle, but the black dot does move. It just looks like what's the colored part? The iris?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it just lacks an iris.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I thought you were describing like a googly eye.
He just shakes his head and it just goes all about.
Cookie Monster.
So he's a
Muppet. Take care of my eyes. I thought it was threatening me. Oh, it's genuine concern because he lost his eye. Oh.
You should be careful.
I guess. Well, does he want my eye? Anyway, I guess that's my cue to leave him alone.
I mean, you can ask him more questions if you want, but I mean...
No, I think we're... Josiah's going to take a nap or something.
That's okay. Organic.
Pass the time. Yeah.
You take a nap?
Yeah, take a nap.
Sequog?
I mean, I guess, she'll just try and pass the time. And,
drink until she falls asleep.
Sure. Maybe she fell back and just fell asleep that way. She is tired. She got shot through the hand.
Deputy, what do you do?
Deputy is going to get an alcoholic drink and explore the rest of the train. And he's also going to check on the wagon and the horses if he's capable of doing that.
You are capable of doing that. You are given a key when you were putting the stuff on the train.
Mm-hmm.
The key is magic. To a degree, it's locked to a certain number.
Right.
And when you turn it in the door, it recognizes it and it takes you to your stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
There's not much going on the train. It's getting late. People are passing out drunk in the dining car. You do see that there is a dining car. There are sleeping cars. Mm-hmm, there's for people who are less well-to-do, there's just sitting cars where you just kind of sleep sitting up. There's, of course, the prince's car. There is a general storage car for people who, again, can't afford the nicer things.
Right.
And... then, of course, there's the front car, head car, engine.
The engine.
You mean like the engine?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
What?
I'm not a train assist,
you know,
okay?
I think the thing that impresses me most is the amount of research you put in before we do these shows.
I don't think of these things until we're in the moment, and then I'm like, I probably should know how trains work. Do you see anything that you want to explore specifically, Deputy?
The front car?
Yes.
I guess.
Okay, you go to the front car. There is no real security measure to prevent you from getting up there, so you're able to get to the front of the train. There is what appears to be a dwarf standing on a soapbox to see through the front of the open maw of the dragon's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that he is shoveling in the occasional piece of pink stone into a furnace looking device.
Ooh, I'm gonna roll. Can I roll something to see if I know what that pink stone is?
You can!
I'm gonna roll Arcana?
Yes!
Oh boy, I'm gonna roll Arcana. Deputy Sheriff's gonna roll Arcana. Here we go. No.
Oh, I also wanted to ask, is there any sort of windshield or is it just open dragon's mouth and the wind is just...
It just blows Deputy Sheriff back out.
Like he opens it and it's just like...
Yes.
The train.
Yes, there is a windshield. It is not. I mean, it's just glass. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. It's nothing terribly fancy. The teeth of the skull do a good job of catching any huge debris that might try and fly up and break it. The jaw isn't all the way open, but right, it's enough right. That the teeth kind of, you can see out between the interlocking teeth, but they're not so tight that you can't see anything. They're kind of loosely done.
So it doesn't actually catch cows and turn them into steaks for the diner car. It does just push.
Well, it can. It can. With the pull of a lever, he can make the...
There you go. There's a cow there.
He can make
better
the jaw
on the chopper.
Open and close.
Oh, okay.
Get us to shovel him.
But when they do it, they do have to send out somebody to get the cow from the team.
oh, gruesome.
Yeah, but he's not doing it while
he goes out there with a giant wooden sharpened stick and just...
What did you roll for the Arcana?
I rolled an 8 total. Yeah. I rolled 2 on the die. It was bad.
You don't know what it is. You think it's dragon kidney stones.
Sure, why not? howdy there, partner. You the engineer around here?
He looks back at you and says, yeah, I am. What's it to you?
No, I was just kind of exploring the car. Thought this kind of stuff was really interesting to me. And this whole train engineering thing, and this train right here was might impressive when it rolled up. First time I've seen it. I just wanted to see if there was anything outlandish up here in the front.
Come on, lad. Just sit down and we'll talk about the train.
All right, that sounds like a good idea.
So what questions do you have for me?
Well, were you hired onto this? Is this your train? I mean, how well do you know this beast?
Oh, I know this beast inside and out. I'm the engineer who, not like, you know, trains have engineers, but right. I also, like, I designed
he's,
it.
He's engineered.
Okay, okay.
Like, I made it.
Okay, good. But I'm glad you clarified because I actually thought the first one was what you were talking about.
You know,
you engineer it, but you also engineered it.
I'm not a what's the word?
Wordsmith.
That.
That's good. What's your name there, fella?
He tells you that his name is...
Train Hands McGee.
Train Coulson.
Train Coulson.
Train Son of Coal.
No, that's why I was kind of going off that, but I was more going off of Son of Coal because he loads the coal up.
Train Coulson?
Train Coulson.
So you're named after the thing you built.
No, he made trains, so trains are named trains because this is
that how it
this
works?
Is named for Admiral Train of the West.
Admiral Cornelius Train. So what's his name?
Train Coulson.
Train Coulson. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you there, Train Coulson. I go by Deputy Sheriff.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Deputy.
Where are you from?
I'm from Scotland.
Never heard of it.
He tells you he's his family's originally from the Kasumi Mountains. He came down south looking to build the best transit system that the West could afford.
And I think this is a damn fine one right here. It's getting us from here to there pretty quickly.
Oh yeah, and it's pretty special too. The dragon, I killed it myself.
Oh, that is impressive. What color was it?
With my family's help, of course.
Right.
And some weird little gnomes. What was the question?
What color was the dragon?
Oh, what color was the dragon? White, of course.
Oh, I guess you slew it in the Kasumi Mountains then. Yeah. Oh, okay, well, that makes sense, yeah. Dirty, dumb beast. They make for a pretty good train front, though.
I think so. You want to see something cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
He
turns around and has a monster face.
Oh, God! He was a mimic the whole time!
Oh, God! He watched the Twilight Zone movie!
He's a train mimic.
He tells you, watch this. And he goes and he takes a shovel, mm-hmm. and he gets some of the pink rocks, and he throws it into the furnace. And he says, okay, do you see that lever right there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead, grab it.
Mm-hmm.
You grab the handle.
All right, yeah.
You give a pull on it.
Yep.
And then pull the handle down.
And then he like that?
When he does that, you hear a loud, almost like a roaring noise, but it's not. It's clearly not an actual roaring noise. But when you do that, you can actually... see that it looks like there's some glowing outside.
Mm-hmm.
He tells you that if you were on top of the train, which is a terrible thing to do, never get on top of a train
while it's
moving. Mm-hmm. He says, but there's all kinds of colored smoke coming out there right now.
I noticed that when it was pulling into station in Copper City, it had a multitude of colors coming out of the stack.
Oh yeah, we usually do that. For the tourist.
Well, I can tell you it was greatly appreciated.
Oh,
it was
glad.
It was quite a sight. And in the interest of time and involving other players, Deputy will just shoot the shit with him for some more of the travel, and then eventually go back.
Well, Deputy.
And what's his name? Train Coulson?
Train Coulson.
Okay.
but Coulson is Coal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, everyone wakes up the next day feeling... very refreshed.
Whoa, my nap got out of control.
Your nap did get out of control. Josiah, of course, wakes up by breathing again. Lakoa wakes up. Sequug ends up waking up on the floor of the dining car.
Uh-oh.
but she has a blanket over her.
Oh, nice.
And she's moved over to the side. and Big Paul's jacket is underneath her head for a pillow. And she's rolled over on her side so that she doesn't aspirate.
Right.
and then Deputy actually wakes up with some good new notes for engineering and for his... his mechanical man.
Yeah, so I'd say he's
sleep
going to take some
again.
Of that.
spring loaded arms. Servo butts.
Servo butts.
you do come away with the idea that magic as a source of.
Brilliant, man.
Power.
That's better than my original thought because I don't have to feed magic. Like I had to feed lightning bugs.
That's, yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to add 10% to my mecha.
Yeah, you. That's 10%. That's okay. No longer do I have to trick lightning bugs into thinking there are feet inside the robot. Now I just use magic.
Seaquag will, like, very, like, suddenly just, like, shoot up awake and be like, what time is it? Not to anybody in particular.
Big Paul looks at her and says, about an hour past sunrise.
And she'll sort of get up and start, like, stretching and do her martial arts nonsense.
He looks at her and he says, can you hand me my jacket? And also not be fake punching people in my dining car.
She'll be obnoxious and kick, like, his folded jacket at him with, like, martial arts stuff. Like, she'll, like, scoop it up and kick it at him.
He takes the jacket and looks at you and says, thank you kindly.
And thank you kindly, I reckon.
You do, Lakoa, what do?
Well, Lakoa wakes up and she, prays to the spirits of nature for her gifts and spells.
But they're going by really fast because she's on a train.
Yeah. They know. They know.
She's just shouting out the window. Thank you. Shit, gotta wait till another tree passes.
They know. And then she'll go to the dining car because she went to bed really, really early the previous day, so she is starving now.
Oh, boy. The Big return Paul, of Lakoa is gigantic.
Big Paul looks at you and says, there she is!
Paul.
Right? Big Paul.
Right.
How are you, animal lady?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What can I get you this fine morning?
What's on the menu for breakfast?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Let me ask the guy who kicked all my people out of the kitchen.
I was about to say, the moment he starts the list, the breakfast menu, Cookie just, like, physically comes over and, like, kicks him in the head. You will be having what I cook you.
He goes down his little stairs down the train. You remember the ones I told you about behind the bar that go
like
down, but it takes
trick.
It to the top floor?
Yeah. I think so.
He comes back, and you see a red handprint on his face. he says, the menu has been temporarily changed. It seems that instead of our usual pork and beans, we are going to be having, and he looks at his hand, and there's something written on his hand, and he, and he says, let's see, Dillo soup with creamed wheat and Dijon sauce?
Okay, that sounds good.
He says, okay. And he goes and goes back down and comes back after a minute with an armadillo shell that has been hollowed out. Inside is a soup with some meat in it. A nice thick soup. With lots of meat, more like a stew, I would say. I guess I shouldn't really call it a soup. More like a stew. Matt, fix that in post.
Yeah, I'll make it a stew.
Dillo stew.
Dillo stew.
Dillo stew. And then there's a small plate with a helping of creamed wheat with some kind of green sauce on it.
Well, Lakoa's hungry, so she's gonna eat it.
That's the spirit. Roll to eat.
Here, roll my D30.
Okay.
Yeah, D30 is tasting. That is canon for anyone who wants to know. D30 is the tasting die now.
You heard it here first. If your campaign gets tasting.
21. You find that it is delicious, but you are by no means addicted to it.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, but I will have more because Lakoa is very hungry.
Oh, I mean you'll enjoy the whole. It's a good helping. It's not like a.
Well, Lakoa also has the bottomless pit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So you enjoy it though, and you get seconds. It is more expensive than what you would normally get. It is going to be.
Cookie's supposed to cook for us for free. Damn it.
He's running a. He's helping the business though. y'all need to catch him when he's at like a house and not at a business. It's gonna be 2 electrum.
I think that's half a gold.
So I give him 1 gold.
Just give him a gold, okay.
Sequoia will once she's done doing her nonsense, she's going to take a drink from her devil flask.
Mm.
That's 5 out of 61 days.
Yay! Today's it tastes like a very thick and almost past its prime milk.
Mm. Mm. Hope that one don't show up again.
they're not always good. what about Josiah and Deputy?
Deputy's got to spend his morning solving the lamentation cube of the Old West, I guess, to get his spells ready to go.
Oh man, that's going to be horrifying when it actually does something.
God, please not.
Horrifying and unexpected.
And when he's finished with that, he's going to mosey on down to the diner car as well and get something that's more breakfasty than a Dillo dog. And then when he's done with his breakfast, he's going to order a Dillo dog. As he specifically requests the deputy style Dillo dog.
Big Paul tells you, I don't rightly think that Asimar fellow takes requests.
Oh, he will.
I mean, you can ask him for me.
Guess the good book does say turn the other cheek.
Hope I don't get stabbed in that one too.
Hey,
Big Paul, give me some food too.
He goes back down the stairs and comes back up, and now he has another red handprint on the other cheek, and he says, "Yeah, I don't think Dillo dogs are gonna be a morning menu kind of thing."
Well, that's right, damn disappointing. Can I get a Dillo dog sausage?
There? He's doing Dillo stew.
Not sausage. It's just morning sausage, and then get me some bread to put it in, and just get me a Dillo dog. I can't help it. They're good.
So you managed to get Big Paul to go downstairs once more. And
come back with a black eye.
No, it's a handprint on his other cheek.
This time he comes back and he has a message for you. There's a piece of paper folded up, and Cookie says, Cookie wrote you a message that says, "I choose what you eat."
I guess he is the cook. Fine, I guess I'll have some Dillo stew.
Make that thirds.
But
I still haven't got mine, Big Paul. Chop, chop.
Big Paul comes back balancing 3 bowls and 3 plates on his arm and head, which is very precariously balanced as the train is still moving. But you see him gracefully lower his arms and the Dillos kind of slide down and onto the bar.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And Lakoa is impressed. Thank you, Lakoa. You appreciate a good show with dinner.
Breakfast.
It's not the dinner of the morning.
Big Paul lets you each get your Dillo stew and your creamed wheat with, what did he call it, DiGiorno sauce?
Yeah.
Which was completely mispronounced, by the way.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
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 Morning. What's on for breakfast?
My Dillo dogs.
Please, please don't ask for a special request.
It's just the soup. The stew. I mean, not soup.
Just the stew. You don't think maybe they could do me a couple eggs?
You can ask, but I don't know if Big Paul can take it.
You can ask, but Big Paul will suffer for your sins.
Well, Josiah doesn't know that.
Big Paul has a tear in his eye. I'll ask. He goes down the stairs, and he comes back up, and he comes back, and he hands you what looked like two. How did you want your eggs, by the way? How does Josiah like his eggs?
Over easy.
He has two eggs over easy and a nice big sausage that makes a little smiley face on the plate.
Oh, well, ain't that delightful? Thank you. Well, we're going to start eating. Right.
Cookie comes up and says, how's everyone doing this morning?
Just fine.
Good. Doing all right. Well, the rest of you folks should try this sausage. It's pretty good.
That was the last sausage.
Look of pure fury from Debbie.
I really wanted you to say, oh, that's a shame. I really wanted a second. Go, oh, I'll get you one right away. So, Posse, so what's on the agenda for today?
Well, I thought we should be pulling into Cacophony sometime later on today. I thought we might stop by there and give a quick look around before the train leaves off again. Make sure Prince Burgil gets off and on off to safety.
Oh, those poor gnomes. No music.
It seems like a real damn thing to do.
It's music is like food for your ears.
Yep, that makes sense.
I get it, but it's just kind of a weird image.
Well, you don't chew it. More like a soup.
It's like a soup for the soul. Yeah. Deputy says, grumbling and taking another slurp of his cowboy stew.
Well, be sure to save the shell. It's good luck.
Remember to put it. Just hang on to it. I was thinking hat, too, but I like my current hat. I actually believe we have it on good authority that that problem might be lifted soon.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's lovely.
I'm sure these things will happen without our interference.
I'm sure.
Where's no need to concern ourselves.
Where's the old man and the little lightning bug?
You mean the one riding the other lightning bug?
Or vice versa. Mm. Those two were... Well, I don't want to say adorable, because it's kind of horrifying. But, I mean, it's adorable in a horrifying kind of way.
Well, yeah, but Zeke can't help that.
Big Paul just says, got him!
Josiah's gonna, whoever's sitting next to him is going to kind of lean over with, that was a weird thing to say. You think Cookie's got a crush on Zeke?
Who's he saying it to?
No, well, not deputy. Not, one of... It's not Big Paul.
Yeah, give me Sequel.
All right, it's Sequel.
I'm guessing it's Sequel.
Yeah, sure. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Huh.
Does everyone in the party but Cookie but Josiah understand?
Absolutely.
Lakoa, do you understand?
She's got a good wisdom.
Yeah, she's got a good wisdom. That's
everyone in the party. It's always the pretty ones that are the last to know.
I'm pretty. Well, I haven't, now come to think of it, I ain't seen Zeke since he shot that fella. And I haven't seen Slither since before that, I believe. She's probably wandered around the train somewhere with Jamiroquai, probably fattening her pockets with other people's stuff. But as far as Zeke goes, I'm sure I don't rightly know where Zeke is. I'm a little surprised I hadn't heard him screaming somewhere on the train already. So my guess is that he's still asleep.
Well, you know, I would have thought we'd hear him practicing that instrument.
Oh, yeah. He's going to try to get a banjo? Fiddle?
Yeah, something like that.
Sousaphone? I don't remember. And he's going to practice that for the big battle of the bands, or when the music came back. One of those two, whatever it was.
It was the big battle of the bands.
He was right excited about it.
Well, I'm all but certain they'll turn up.
I am going to look behind me just to make sure Zeke's not there getting ready to scream something at us.
Nope, he's not.
Okay, good.
Wait, roll your D60.
Okay. Roll a D60. 1 in 60 chance. Ow. 25.
You actually are a little disappointed that Zeke's not there.
And I've become accustomed to his face.
You've kind of gotten to the point where you did that like a call for him, and he didn't show up, and you're like, oh.
Maybe he's spending some time with his lady friend.
Right. Yeah, and I'm sure you're going to be spending time with some water, too.
Big Paul says, got him! Big Paul's just your sidekick now.
I love it.
He's just going everywhere. He's just going to pop up everywhere. Like, a bar is just going to be there. We're going to be in the wilderness, and somebody will say something smart, and he'll just be like, got him, and we look over, and it's just a bar in the middle of the desert.
Hey, so we're going to, like, throw a punchline, and, like, 3 minutes later, he's going to run. Got him.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't even have legs. He just exists behind the, like...
I like the idea of it being in a desert, because the most obvious explanation for that is, got him, and then they're like, oh, Big Paul, and you run over, and you're like, oh, damn it, it's just another oasis.
He keeps us up, though. He's going to move from the minor NPCs to the major NPCs.
Oh, man.
Oh, big leagues.
Oh, who are we going to have to get rid of?
Oh man. I haven't even barely filled up the major NPCs. I got 4.
Don't worry. We'll give it some time.
Yeah, okay.
It might make sense if we figure out where they are, if we're all going to be getting off in the cacophony to sightsee.
That's a right good point. We'll split up after lunch and go find him.
That sounds good.
Lunch?
Yeah, because I'm going to another Dillo Dog. Oh, I don't want him to run out.
That may be Deputy's plan, but shortly after you conclude breakfast...
Is this Big Paul narrating for us?
No.
Okay.
This is just, can this it is, be?
No. He is fine with Big Paul says, well, actually, you know, y'all, we're going to be pulling into cacophony within like 30 minutes.
Oh, damn. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Better track him down now.
No, I mean, if you want.
Are we stopping in cacophony? As much as I'm eager to get this business over with, I don't know if I can handle being on the train for this long.
Well, I mean, the train is going to stop in cacophony to let off some passengers, so I think we'll have a little bit of time to get out and stretch our legs in a place that's not a confined cabin. But don't miss getting back on unless you want to stay in cacophony until the next train comes. Or I guess you can travel up to the forge by foot.
Yeah, I would travel everywhere.
Might not be such a big deal for you. Well, I am going to go track down Virgil, make sure he's still alive. And let him know that we'll be pulling into cacophony in about half an hour and plan on making sure he gets off the train fine.
Well, that's not too hard. Virgil's in his private car.
Yeah, and I don't want to eat up all the spotlight, so that's
okay.
Just what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm.
Virgil lets you in to his car and says, I've been waiting for you.
All right.
Josiah's jealous again.
No, I'm excited for Deputy.
Oh.
Deputy's got a buddy. That's exciting. Yeah.
He hugs you.
Oh, gnomes.
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
Fine, he does.
Gnomes.
God. Why? He spends some time with you. Josiah.
Yeah.
Lakoa.
Yeah.
Seaquag.
Hmm?
Big Paul.
Ooh.
What do y'all want to do?
Oh.
Do y'all want to go find someone, or do y'all want to wait for the train to start slowing down, or do y'all want to eat some more Dillo stew, Lakoa?
No, I had 3 helpings.
That's more than enough for anyone.
Man.
I guess
she was very hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess Sequoia will sort of reluctantly start, like, making her way around the train, just kind of like trying to, you know, she's probably got some nervous energy being cooped up on a train and is going to look for Zeke, but sort of half-heartedly, just kind of walk in and look around and be like, hey, Zeke.
Roll your D30.
I thought this was the tasting dice. I don't want to use the tasting dice to find
Zeke. That's right. The D60 is the Zeke die.
Roll D60 for
Yeah, that's
Zeke.
True. It's the Zeke die.
All right, let's
you
see if this thing
You might
want to
roll it against
stop.
Something.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, no, but that's interference.
No,
oh.
It's not. Not very, in this case.
Very exciting. It's a 40.
Good. It's a 40. Oh. You actually... Hey, Zeke, or
yeah,
you see Zeke leaving somebody's room, buttoning his overalls over himself to cover himself up. His old man.
I'm sorry, are you telling me that he wears overalls and nothing else?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, no. I'm still going to go ahead and picture him with a shirt, if that's all right.
No. Just overalls, no shirt. Fine, he can wear a shirt.
But it's like a crop top shirt. For you parents.
Not that any of us would ever know.
He seems to be waving goodbye to a woman.
Because I see the wave and it's like, oh, clearly that's a woman goodbye wave.
He says, thanks again for the fun times.
And for being a woman.
roll D20. Oh. Roll for perception.
That's a 21.
Oh, you managed to peek in, and you see the woman still in bed, smoking a nice cigarette.
Oh boy!
And you know what went down.
Sarah has no idea how to react.
Roll
the
D20.
They played
the
jam session.
Roll the D60.
They played Frogger all night long.
No, they were practicing those instruments all night long.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ah, that's a 42.
Oh, you come up with some pun about instruments and fingering.
I do.
These are called F-holes.
F-holes. I couldn't even do it. You have a horrifying mental image of Zeke. Mid-coitus.
No.
See, Quig is just going to be like, glad I found you, I guess. Glug, 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 and just, like, finish an entire flask and then pull out a new one.
Let's kill the part of the brain that remembers that.
Josiah, what do you do?
I guess I'll up and look for Slither.
All right. Roll perception, because you're looking specifically for Slither.
Yes. 16.
You do not find Slither, but you do find a trail of bug prints.
Ew. Unsettling.
Yeah. Lakoa, what do you do?
Well, I was... also looking for our compatriots.
Are you looking with Sequug? Are you looking with Josiah? Or are you looking on your own?
I was looking on my own.
You found Cookie!
I figure we all split up.
To
I would join
to
up in the kitchen.
Clues.
Yeah.
You manage... roll perception.
Okay. 21.
Oh! You manage... You managed to spot Slither and Jamiroquai. Jamiroquai has climbed up on the roof, or on the ceiling of the train, as lightning bugs can do, using static electricity to cling to things.
Mm-hmm.
And
as we all knew.
As we all learned in elementary school. And Slither is actually hugging... Jamiroquai to stay from so that she doesn't fall down, and she just looks like she's having the time of her life.
We What you doing up there?
Hanging around.
She kind of chuckles and look, we're pulling into Cacophony in about 30 minutes. So if you get off and stretch your legs, you need to make sure you listen out for the train whistle so we can all get back on at the same time.
Aye, aye, Captain.
She nods.
She lets go of Jamiroquai and drops down and does a little flip down from the ceiling and lands on her feet and holds out her arms. And then she holds out her hand.
I gave her 2 gold.
Yay! She puts that in her pouch, which is just filled with gold, yeah. and claps for Jamiroquai, who just falls down on its back and then just kind of wriggles. But Slither, quick to tend to it, tries to push her over so that she's right, Jamiroquai's right side up.
I'll help.
Aw.
There we go.
Jamiroquai's right side up now. You've done your good deed for the day.
Thank Hooray. God.
So yeah, Licole, after that, she'll go back to her cabin and gather up some things.
All right.
For, you know, a day trip or whatever.
As you gather your things, the train blows its horn. And it actually sounds like a dragon roar, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it a train whistle?
What?
Whistle?
Train set yes, whistles? But I couldn't think of that word, what meant whistle.
I think it's whistle.
The train starts to slow down as it pulls into the Cacophony station. You see a large delegation, I guess, of gnomes who are there to greet and cheer on their young Prince Burgil. There is noticeably no music. Usually when you see scenes like this, you would see a small band playing like celebratory music, marching band music, something. Mm-hmm.
Is there just a dude outside like lecturing?
No, there's just people are clapping.
But not too rhythmically, I hope.
Yeah, no, nobody's, there's no beat.
Maybe it's depressing.
There's a couple of people who go and stomp their feet and then clap and stomp their feet and then clap, but they are escorted out very quickly and never to be seen again. You see the king just points to his eyes, and then looks at the guard, and he makes a couple of hand gestures, and the guards take them away. Wow. But the train comes to a stop, and everyone is allowed to disembark, which is what you do.
Don't you railroad me.
No, I meant which is what you do.
Don't you railroad me off this railroad.
Which is what one does when they are on a train. You don't just get off, you disembark.
Well.
Is the term.
One does not simply get off a train.
They are thrown from it, and that is the only way.
They are forcibly ejected.
Defenestrated, even.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're done with that. So
some call it taking the Jazzy Jeff.
Damn it, I was going to make that joke. You see a delegation outside. There is an older... but very stern-looking gnome that appears to be in royal garb, a crown, looks very nicely bearded and with gray hair and gray beard. And he seems to be the king waiting for his son Burgil to come out the train.
Disembark.
Disembark, yes, Brett. Thank you. Where'd you learn such an amazing word?
I read.
What does the party do?
I disembark.
I'm gathering up my spending money and my walking stick.
I disembark with Burgil, and nobody is getting anywhere near the Death Prince. I feel bad for him. Nobody likes him. I just realized.
Well, this isn't his stop.
Yeah, that's true, but and nobody went to go check on him. Nobody did anything.
He was an abrasive asshole. He clearly didn't want us around from the beginning. Yeah. Yeah.
Josiah, what do you do?
Well, I'm going to gather the stuff I think I'll need from my car.
Okay.
You know what? I'll check my watch.
Okay. That's a good time to check your watch. When you disembark.
Is that what the watch says when I check it?
Like, welcome back. Time. It was a good time.
Time till you should check your watch next time. Now.
Good job.
It tells you time to start the music, 3 hours.
Okay, good to know.
It tells you time till the cleaning crew finds a de-skinned Nilvom.
Huh? Oh, I guess we didn't do anything.
Oh, whoops.
Let's get off the train.
Yep.
Time till the machines uprise. 3 days, 13 hours.
Okay.
And there's a fourth one on there.
Oh. What? That's unusual.
Okay, well, how about time until the next Westerns and Wagons?
Oh. Yay!
Yay, he did it! Josiah will notice out of the corner of his eye someone who looks in the corner of his eye, someone with a hood. Someone with, and you say it's me.
Tonight it's me.
Deputy, mind if I hang on to that plate there for a moment so we can get through this?
Oh, Josiah needs to try one.
That might be the best. If you want to try one, there's one I hadn't eaten yet.
Here, you can roll a D30 for it.
You know what? I'll do that. Let me just notice this fella first, and then we'll come right back around to it.